USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first international shipment of baby formula will soon be available to help ease a nationwide shortage.
It would take approximately 2 weeks for the normal commercial process to work. As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the first batch from Operation Fly Formula landed in Indiana Sunday aboard an Air Force C-17 cargo plane from Germany. More of your tax dollars heading to Ukraine. The United States is sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip to Asia. The president is now in Japan on the second leg of his first trip to Asia since taking office. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration has been slow to respond to economic woes and high inflation.
The expectation is that whoever the president is gets ahead of the problems rather than behind the problem.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. AAA reporting the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.59 a gallon. The FDA is recalling certain The FDA is recalling certain types of peanut butter.
The FDA says it's looking into a multi-state salmonella outbreak linked to Jif peanut butter products. The likely point of origin for the infections that broke out among five people has been traced to a J.M. Smucker facility in Lexington, Kentucky. The company has voluntarily recalled a number of Jif products in the U.S. on Friday. On Saturday, it announced that it would do the same for products sold in Canada due to potential contamination. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A border policy put in place by former President Trump is not ending on Monday. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from lifting a pandemic border restriction known as Title 42. The public health order, which had been set to end on Monday, would have allowed thousands of migrants arriving at U.S.-Mexico border each day to enter the immigration system and apply for asylum for the first time in over 2 years. Bill Hing, a law professor and director of Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the University of San Francisco, says it was a procedural ruling.
The judge listened to Arizona and Louisiana, who are the two lead states filing this lawsuit. They argued, before you can issue a rule like this, lifting the ban, you've got to analyze the effect that it's going to have on our states in terms of extra health care, extra costs. The judge agreed.
Actor Johnny Depp will take the witness stand on Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. The defense is expected to rest their case early in the week. And Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA Championship this weekend. Woods shooting a 9-over par 79 on Saturday, one of the worst rounds of his career. It's the first time Woods has withdrawn from a major tournament as a professional. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.